A look inside America's prisons, fighting the poor with crimes of the state. This is Mimnochen Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Remembering that the United States incarcerates a greater percentage of its population than in any other country on Earth, Mim asks, what's going on in America's prisons? A brief survey is revealing. Prisoners have an AIDS infection rate of 5.8%, the highest level of any group tested in a recent Centers for Disease Control study, including those at clinics for sexually transmitted diseases and at drug treatment centers. AIDS is the leading cause of death in New York State prisons, and the New Jersey Department of Corrections estimates that 30 to 50% of its inmates are HIV infected. The National Institute of Justice reports a 600% increase in confirmed AIDS cases in U.S. prisons in a sample of large prisons from 1985 to 1989. On top of that, prisoners with AIDS die at twice the rate of non-prisoners with AIDS. HIV drug use has a high correlation with poverty, as does going to prison. In 1979, 40% of state prisoners had pre-arrest incomes of less than $3,000, while almost one quarter of prisoners had no pre-arrest income at all. In 1981, the average pre-arrest income for those in jail was less than $4,000. Research money for an AIDS cure takes a back burner to the tens of billions of dollars the American state spends fighting the drug war, arresting members of the poorer classes where drug use is the most prevalent, and locking up its victims. The Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola, meanwhile, is testing out new ways to repress the prisoners in Camp J, the infamous section of the prison where KKK guards have inflicted every form of abuse in the book against the prisoners, including murder. According to Campaign of Exposure, a prisoner organization, there is a new behavior modification program in effect at Camp J. The cell block has long been under extended lockdown, where prisoners are confined to their jails 23 hours a day. Recently, the administration has been under pressure to either justify the lockdown or change it. The new plan sounds suspiciously like a fledgling control unit. Control units, which are spreading quickly through the American prison system, seek to break prisoners through torture such as withholding food, light, media, and human contact. Campaign of Exposure reports that the program is petty and retaliatory, coercing prisoners to work for rewards, including food and books. One prisoner who has been working with the campaign writes that he was transferred to another cell block just before the program went into effect, in an effort to prevent him from documenting and publicizing the new repression. He writes, "After 5 long years of confinement here at Camp J, extended lockdown, these pigs have transferred me to another area of the prison. I strongly suspect that the pigs used this transfer to keep me from monitoring the behavior modification program." The investigation into a recent uprising at Southport Correctional Facility, New York's super secure prison that is on lockdown 23 hours per day, has largely exonerated the institution and its creator, Commissioner Thomas Coughlin. The preliminary report concludes that such a prison is a justifiable penal experiment. And this is a great place to be a guinea pig. The brothers in Southport get 2 cups of water a day and 1 meal. They are chained everywhere they go and beaten by guards. The only exercise they get is in small cages. It is a sick science that tries to justify this as an experiment. Protesting proposed rule changes that would reduce visiting hours, slash their 21 cents per hour pay by 5%, and raise canteen prices, 3,400 prisoners at Folsom Prison in California boycotted dinner on September 7. The warden's reprisals against this act of resistance continued at least through October, and so on. In America, the rich get richer and the poor get prison, as the title of a book by Jeffrey Ryman reminds us, and even in prison, the poor are under attack. For more information, including the sources used for this report, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.